Welcome to another AAT podcast, where today I want to discuss the type of work that falls within the construction industry scheme and explain what work is specifically excluded. HMRC's construction industry scheme is a tax deduction scheme, covering payments made by contractors to subcontractors. The scheme requires a tax deduction to be made by a contractor when making a payment to a subcontractor, but only for work that actually comes within the scope of the scheme. It is important to remember that it only applies to work that falls within the scope of the scheme, which is why we need to consider what works are within that scope of construction operations and what works might be excluded. HMRC guidance tells us that the construction industry scheme generally applies to almost any work that is done to a permanent building, a temporary structure, or civil engineering work or installations. Examples of the types of construction work covered by the scheme will include jobs like site preparation, general construction, including bricklaying, roofing, plastering, etc., alterations and extensions, repairs and refurbishment, decorating, dismantling work, and demolition. Construction is a term with a broad meaning that includes building things, making things, putting things together, assembling things. Construction work includes, for example, assembling prefabricated units and site facilities that have been made off-site. The scope of the construction industry scheme and what constitutes construction operations is defined in Section 74 of the Finance Act 2004. There is HMRC guidance available on its website, and we have its booklet, the CIS 340 booklet. In Appendix A, the booklet covers the scope of the construction operations. In Appendix B, we have Section 74 of the Finance Act 2004. And in Appendix C, there is guidance on operations which are included within the scheme or excluded from the scheme. HMRC's Construction Industry Scheme Reform Manual provides more detailed guidance. The Construction Industry Scheme Reform Manual covers topics from artistic works through to fencing, decorating, sign writing, and works forming part of the land, and indeed many other topics that you can look at in more detail on the Revenue website through its manual. The Construction Industry Scheme only applies to construction operations carried out in the United Kingdom and its territorial waters. The scheme does not apply to work outside the UK, so that a UK company working, say, in the Channel Islands does not have to operate the scheme on payments made for the work done in the Channel Islands. Conversely, a foreign company which is carrying out construction operations in the UK or supplying labour to carry out construction operations within the UK must operate the construction industry scheme. Work that is specifically excluded from the construction industry scheme includes the following: professional work, like architect services, which I will discuss separately; the hire of scaffolding, where no labour is provided. Scaffolding with labour would be within the scheme. Fire alarm installation, carpet fitting, but not any other type of flooring. Manufacturing things like windows, blinds and shutters, where the manufacturing is done off-site and the work does not include the fitting of the windows, etc. The making and putting up of signs. Delivering materials. And believe it or not, the dropping off of cones on those motorways is not within the scope of the scheme. Providing services for workers on a construction site is not a construction operation. Neither is the provision of facilities needed for operating the site. Some examples include workers' canteens, workers' hostels, temporary offices for site workers, temporary toilets and showers for workers, medical facilities, safety services and security patrols.